Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
You know, come to think of it, the music we play here on this show on the breaks, like Hank Williams Jr. there, what a genius he is. And, of course, his father, Hank Williams Sr., born in Alabama. And I got to sit on the grave, Hank Williams Sr.'s grave there in Montgomery, Alabama. He's buried next to his wife, and the burial there, they have some stone benches, and they have a carved marble cowboy hat, just a carved version of Hank Williams' hat right there on his grave. So his hat is on his grave, and you can sit there. It's just wonderful. I stopped there, Paul, at a Council of Conservative Citizens meeting there in Montgomery.
Oh, yes.
Just went by the graveyard, and I had heard that Hank Williams was buried there, and was really surprised to see how beautiful it really was there at sunset. And went from the sublime to the ridiculous. And my next stop was a visit over to the SPLC Center in Montgomery. And that was the time, that was the event at which the Council of Conservative Citizens had just a wonderful, speaking of tradition and music, kind of connecting more dots, we all danced to traditional, a traditional band, sort of a bluegrass. Yeah, it was a bluegrass type band was brought in that played authentic songs of the War Between the States era. And the ladies were dressed in beautiful gowns that matched the period, and some of the men similarly had some attire of the era, and all the rest of us were sipping a beautiful lemonade served by the beautiful ladies as the beautiful music was played. And imagine this, Paul, we were all dancing in the state capitol, the Alabama state capitol building in Montgomery. And whoever arranged that event, it was some traditional event celebrating music, and it's mainstreamable. That is, we were able to be there, and it just felt great to stand on this. I think it was a gold star embedded in the marble at the top of the steps where Jefferson Davis was sworn in. something like that, and all those three things within like a mile of each other: Hank Williams' grave, the SPLC Center, yes, big building, and then this beautiful, again, celebrating our music, as Jared Taylor says, only we can be us. Only we can play our music. Only we can enjoy it and hear it. And there's nothing racist about that statement. It's simply a simple scientific fact that only robins can be robins. And they would make very bad hummingbirds. Hummingbirds would make very bad robins. There's nothing racist if the hummingbird said, we want to be hummingbirds, and we want to live in our hummingbird world and listen to our hummingbird songs. And the robins, the proper response of the robins is, hey, that's fine with us, you know, and we assume you're going to let us be robins. And that's exactly the approach of this show and of really sensible white patriotism, which is that we want to have our world, we want to preserve it. What did they say? What did the Saw Doctors say? Forever. Forever. And that's how long we should be striving to make a world for our people. Not for 5 years or 10 years or 100. Forever. And we're entitled to that. And the past of our people goes back, you know, goes back tens and tens of thousands of years. So that it, and it should go forward every bit as much. And the you know, the snake oil being sold to us by our enemies is that we are going to that our differences are bad. That's racist. To be different is racist. To have your own opinion. This is where free speech comes in, Paul. And that George Orwell, you know, George Orwell, he had that very interesting quote we heard where he said, really, sex itself would be outlawed. And what he was saying, here's what I was hearing when he said that. Very interesting, saying that on his deathbed at only the age of 46. What Orwell was saying is that your ability to be, to have, to discriminate, to choose your own lover, to choose your own what you like, because that's, of course, you're talking about liking and desire there, to decide yourself what you like, who you want to be with whom you want to associate. That's what our enemies want to take away from us, Paul.
Absolutely.
It's so fundamental as that. And they want to be, and the world that George Orwell described in his dystopian novel was one where a big brother decides everything. You know, your the school, you know, that you have to send your kids to. You know, thank goodness here in America, it's not quite there yet that you have to send your kids to a school. In many countries in the world, if you don't send your kid to the government school, you've committed a crime. So you still have the ability to homeschool here, and I contemplate that. I mean, if it gets bad enough in public schools for my kids, bingo, I'm going to go the homeschooling route. But when they're taking away from the children their ability, their chance to decide for themselves who they want to be with, and you know who they want to associate with, and what they want to hear, and what they want to do. So, and. We're being told in every way, through the music, through everything, that that's racist. To think or be your own person is to have your own likes. That's racist. That's discrimination. It's an amazing thing that the left has sold to our to the nations, Paul.
And James, I'm thinking about Mr. Bannon and his new network.
Yes.
We just went roaring through Labor Day weekend. Halloween's coming up, then Thanksgiving. Mr. Bannon, we need a network, mate. 2 years from now, probably be too late. When are you going to do it? So I don't know if any of the Bannon folks are listening to this, but we're waiting. I mean, we still think almost the entirety of the basic media is in the other side's hands.
Yes.
You know, we managed to stick together enough to elect Donald Trump and do some great things, but we still need to rescue media from the other side, and it ain't happening.
Yes. Well, I'm looking at Breitbart now. Of course, that is Steve Bannon's vehicle, is Breitbart.com, named after Andrew Breitbart, who was a he started out with Matt Drudge. Andrew Breitbart, the way I've heard the story, Andrew Breitbart was tootling around the internet and happened upon the Drudge Report, and it just hit him like a, you know, it hit him, wow, like a truck. This is brilliant. And, of course, it was brilliant. It turned into the number one website on the internet. Matt Drudge is huge and a huge Trump supporter. Breitbart joined Drudge as an assistant, then got his own ideas. He also was a genius. And he came up with the Breitbart.com website, which Steve Bannon then later joined. Breitbart died young, like Orwell, died young, somewhat mysteriously, supposedly of a heart attack, may have been just what it was in West L.A. But the Steve Bannon is now the chief at Breitbart. And so when you look at Breitbart, you're looking at this brilliant man that Sebastian Gorka described as, this is quite a statement. He said, Steve Bannon is the second most powerful man in the world today. And that was based on, I'm guessing, that Sebastian Gorka, who's very close to Steve Bannon, must know something in addition to what we know, that Breitbart is great. Breitbart's the fastest growing media outlet in the world. It's growing by leaps and bounds, has huge, huge traffic, wonderful stories, great news coverage. I'm guessing, we know that Steve Bannon, we do know that he met with the Mercer family, Robert Mercer, for 5 hours right after he left the West Wing. And what would that five-hour conversation be about? The Mercers have expressed their willingness to bankroll BIG, an alternate network, a Patriot network. And BIG meaning we're talking, what's $100 million? That's nine digits.
Yeah.
They in 2011, they chucked $11 million into the kitty at Breitbart. So they're able to do this kind of thing. And apparently, it's possible now, from the reading I've done, the outlets are available out there. If somebody does come up with $100 million or something in that range, they can immediately be on TV sets and computers of everybody in America. I mean, well, let's say like 50 million homes in overnight. They can just throw the switch and a new channel will be there for everybody, essentially. And if all of us do what we did with Donald Trump, we all ran away from the 16 other candidates that Donald Trump trounced in 2016. Everybody ran away from Jeb Bush and ran away from, you know, Marco Rubio. And they ran to a real choice, somebody who was a real patriot, Donald Trump. And we'll do the same thing with a network. If somebody puts a network out there, we're going to run to it, and then what's going to happen? We're going to suck the money and the energy right out of these fake news networks that we've been stuck with all these years. And that'll be so wonderful to see them come crashing down, to see George Soros and people like him have to pump billions, and Carlos Slim in Mexico City having to pump billions and billions more dollars into the New York Times. Carlos Slim is into the New York Times up to his financial eyeballs. Trying to keep that newspaper alive. And what's it, Jeff Bezos? He's into his financial eyeballs at the Washington Post. Anybody in the audience who knows better than I do, correct me. But that's what we'd love to see. Watch them prop up these losing propositions as we suck the money out of them, and then watch Breitbart make money hand over fist. Let's just look at the Breitbart stories that are available to us right now. Let's just see here. What do you see, George or Paul, that's let's see here. Oh, find something really good. These are all interesting stories. Here's one. Firemen in Sweden abandon a burning house after they're attacked in a Swedish no-go zone. It's not funny. I hope nobody got hurt. But the here's the story. And only Breitbart would bring this to you. Here's a picture of a something ablaze. Firefighters in the southern Swedish city of Malmo were forced to let a building burn to the ground after they were violently attacked by locals who threw glass bottles at them. Now, folks, Malmo has been overrun by Muslims, just to give you background. There are schools in Malmo where there's maybe only one Swedish student. The fire, which occurred in the city's suburb of Kroksbäck, initially started after two cars in a car park were set on fire Thursday at around 9 p.m. Well, that's what the Muslims do in Europe. They burn cars.
They have a long range of threat, didn't they?
Yes. Police and fire crews were called and arrived on the scene shortly after, while another fire started in a nearby building. As the firemen tried to put out the second fire, glass bottles were thrown at them and at their vehicles. The attack forced the firemen to abandon the blaze, which engulfed the building and burned it to the ground. Police who arrived on the scene were also attacked with glass bottles, though the police report does not specify what damage was done to their vehicles or injuries. And that, you know, this is typical thumb sucking from the Swedish government. Authorities added they do not know if there is any connection between the two fires. Oh, it's just a coincidence.
Makes me laugh too, James.
Yeah. Attacks on emergency services personnel in Sweden are common in areas now known globally as no-go zones. Can you imagine, folks, in Galway, when Galway starts to have no-go zones? And in many areas of Stockholm, the police, firemen, and ambulance workers are attacked repeatedly. And here's a picture of this building burning to the ground, good-sized building. The situation has become so bad that ambulance unions have asked for bulletproof vests to be given to paramedics working in these areas. And there's a dramatic footage, I can't show you this, but a video showing police being attacked in a no-go zone where they are being yelled at by locals, "You are not in charge here." There you go. And that's, you know, can you believe that, folks? That's,
yes, I can believe it.
Sweden.
Why is Angie Baby still in charge in Germany with all the chaos and the Muslim takeover without firing a shot? We've had our Trump, and Europe is not having theirs.
Yes.
Now, and it's a long time before Marine Le Pen gets another chance. So what are we going to do? Twiddle our thumbs until all of, you know, Norway is set aflame?
Well, here's some of the answer to that. You, speaking of Angela Merkel, our woman of the year here on the Trump phenomenon, German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière has said that his country's generous welfare benefits act like a magnet for migrants. And get this, but what's his solution, George and Paul, to this problem, that the welfare benefits are a magnet? Here's his solution. He calls for a unification of standards throughout the European Union to better distribute the new arrivals.
Well, there you have it. I mean, the very definition of a Marxist subversive.
Yeah, so his solution is not like, oh, and we're going to get to Viktor Orban in a moment. Oh, thank you. Gee, you just reminded me of Viktor Orban. Boy, does he have a good story. He tells the Germans, not the Germans, he tells people like this Thomas de Maizière and Angela Merkel and the rest of them to go suck a lemon. Wait till you hear these comments from Viktor Orban. So let's finish with the German Interior Minister. So he says he told the Rheinische Post newspaper that Germany is the destination of choice for migrants because in comparison with other European countries, its, quote, procedures and reception conditions are generous and the benefits for refugees are quite high. That's part of the pull factor to Germany, he said. When the minister released a figure of 800,000 migrants expected in August 2015, this sent a signal to prospective migrants and traffickers that Germany was willing to take in that many. And this in turn acted as a driver of migration, he said.
That's right.
Now, get this. Now, here, I didn't know this. He connects to Orban right here. De Maizière, the German, suggested that Hungary's announcement that it would be building a border fence had the opposite deterrent effect, since migrants understood that Hungary would no longer be a viable alternative. At the same time, regarding Hungary's resistance to forcible relocation of migrants on its soil, de Maizière said it is intolerable that an EU member state does not comply with a judgment of the European Court of Justice. Woo! Whoa! Wow! Let's see what else he has to say. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to ring the Liberty Bell when we read a quote, the latest from Viktor Orban. What a patriot. You're going to love it. Be back shortly.
Go to the bank. best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
I was just chasing down some Viktor Orban audio for you. Let's go. This is exciting stuff. Viktor Orban, let me find it for you. This is very good stuff. This is on Breitbart, headline on Breitbart. Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary. Remember, the German interior minister just called him intolerable. Hungary is, here is his quote, Hungary is not an immigrant country. Oh, is that beautiful? And does not want to become one. Whoa, it's all right there. Listen to this. Viktor Orban, Hungary's redoubtable prime minister. And notice, this is the way it's reported at Breitbart. This is today. Redoubtable prime minister has, not racist, he's redoubtable, has made it clear that Hungary has no intention of caving into pressures from the European Union to become an, quote, immigrant country, unquote. In a new letter he wrote to Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission. In his September 6th letter, Orban tells Mr. Juncker that unlike other European nations, quote, this is so beautiful, Hungary is not an immigrant country, does not want to become an immigrant country, and cannot accept being forced to change this, unquote. Paul, does it get any better than that?
Yes, I do.
It's so beautiful.
It would be better if Victor had an army of 250,000 mechanized infantry so he could remove the invaders from the countries, all of Europe.
Well, yeah, but you're something we were talking about a few minutes ago, and I must say I shake my head. I was reading the weekend Globe and Mail up here and the prognosis about the German elections. Now, of course, polls are not always right. The polls had Patricia May winning by a landslide in England, and she just squeaked in. Now, supposedly Merkel is going to win very handily. I hope she doesn't. I cannot understand how the German people could reelect this woman who is destroying the country, who is facilitating the invasion. I do know there are a lot of Germans who are so broken that they actually welcome these people. And despite the fact that men, German women are being raped and so on, there's a terrible sickness and a brokenness among some Germans, and maybe they will reelect her, but it mystifies me, and it's profoundly saddening.
Yes. Well, let's continuing with Viktor Orban. Well said, Paul. Folks, Viktor Orban has thrown down the gauntlet here. He said something new here that we haven't heard. He's like Donald Trump in this regard. Hungary, just think about it. This is what? This is five words, six words. Hungary is not an immigrant country. Whoa. He's bringing us up short. He's going, wait a minute. I don't have to accept that I'm an immigrant country. I'm not. I'm Hungary.
Yeah.
In his letter, Orban takes issue with Juncker's definition of solidarity, saying that the transformation of Hungary into an immigrant country against the will of the Hungarian people is not, quote, not solidarity, but violence. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is communist violence.
I want to book a vacation to Hungary. Well, we'll be right back after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's see here. We've got a little bit of time left in this show, so we can really get into this big topic of Viktor Orban, which we're going to do in just a moment. I don't want to keep Kathy in Missouri waiting any longer. Kathy's on the lines. And Kathy, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you I love Beth Patterson. I've heard her play live a couple of times. She used to play in New Orleans at an Irish pub there. And she used to sing with the Poor Clares, C-L-A-R-E-S. And yes. She got me motivated to find this CD that I had of hers, and I can't find it. And there are not very many of the Poor Clares songs online, but I just found this one. It's called, and I'm not going to try the Gaelic, but it's in Gaelic and then in English, The Sheep Are Under the Snow. She does remakes of Wasted Years. She does Rush remakes. I heard her do a Rush a cover for Rush live in New Orleans, and I love Rush, the Canadian band. And so she's amazing, and her lyrics are amazing. Exodus, so many of her songs are great. It's really hard to put it into words, and she's not famous, but she's quite popular in Louisiana. But this one is called The Sheep Are Under the Snow, so just listen for a second. I think it's... And then I like this one, The Last of Agram. Anyway, her skills on the bazooka, I think it's a bazooki, and the instrument that she plays, she is amazing. So you might enjoy listening to her. It's Beth Patterson. And if you can find the Poor Clares, that group, all of their songs are amazing. And she's singing with them. All right? Thank you.
Kathy, I'll look for those. Thank you very much. We're going to turn this show into Patriots Got Talent. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. And Joel in Wisconsin, what's on your mind today? Come in, Joel.
Okay. You had to wait for that little... I found it interesting that you brought up blackbirds and you brought up robins and hummingbirds and how they, you know, are quite different, but they're supposed to get along in the environment. Well, there's another kind of bird out there, and I don't bring it up because of its color. I'm bringing it up because of its nature. It's the blackbird, and if it got the chance, it would, just due to its nature, it would go into the nest of either one of them birds and pick the heads of their young. Nobody taught them how to do that. It's just in their nature. And then I'd like
And Joel, let me put a little realism into my metaphor, because it is missing. There's a little bit of fantasy in my metaphor. Nature is not designed for species to get along with each other. Actually, it's designed, bloody claw and fang. They actually are competing for survival in a very bloody way. So, it's naive of me to say that the robins want to get along with the hummingbirds. They don't. But we humans, the idea is that we, in a completely separate way from the animal kingdom, we as a family, the white family, we don't need to be a different race. That isn't essential to what I'm saying. We are a subgroup, and we are an identifiable, unique, self-perpetuating biological entity. And we can assert, we can claim that we have a right to live. Now, that's also a little bit naive, because unless you're talking to God, nature also doesn't recognize rights. So
right.
You have to assert the rights. But the act is this. Here's the reason to say we respect the right of other peoples to live and to have their own homes and so on. It's smart. That's why we do it, because we're taking moral ground. We're saying to other peoples, we're not asking you for, we're applying the golden rule. We're not asking you for anything we don't want you to have as well. We want you there in Guatemala to have a home, Nigeria, have a home. You Pakistanis, we want you to have a home in Pakistan. But we will, in fact, firmly insist, we will defend by arms if necessary. We'll defend what we assert to be our right to our homes. So I kind of got the naive aspect out of it there, Joel, but go ahead.
Okay. I never got my finishing thought across, because I was, as humans, that's what separates us from the animal world. But I would like to make a comparison of the blackbirds, the nature of the blackbirds, with a certain human species which has been thrown out of 79 or 80 countries in the world through history. It's their nature is not the kind to get along with other.
Well, now hang on, Joel. I know where you're going, okay? But you know, this is a loser. This is a loser that we've had going, because I know what you're about to say, okay? It's like the big secret, the Jews, the big secret, okay? It's not a big secret, Joel, but it's a big loser for us as white patriots to we get laughed out of the room, okay? There are some really nefarious Jews like Lev Bronstein, or better known as Trotsky, okay, who were butchers of the Russian people. And so you can identify, go ahead and call Trotsky a butcher. You're right. Go ahead and call, as I do, Lazar Moseyevich Kaganovich. Boy, there's a Jewish name for you.
I thought it was from County Tipperary.
that translates. He tried to Russify his name. It's Lazarus. Lazarus, let me figure it out again. Lazarus.
Lazarevich.
Lazarus Moses Cohn is what that comes out to. You could not get more Jewish than that. But Lazarus Moseyevich Kaganovich, he was the butcher. He was actually called the Wolf of the Kremlin. And I don't have any problem at all with you, Joel. I will just say, huzzah, huzzah, if you say Kaganovich was a butcher. He was a blackbird. He was a killer. He was. But when you then extrapolate from that the Jews, all Jews, every Jew, everywhere throughout history, Michael Savage with his great radio show, Mike Rivero with his great radio show, these are Jews, Joel, and they're Benjamin.
Extrapolated anything?
Tell me. Fill it in for me. What were you said there's a species that's the blackbirds of history. What is the name of that species? Go ahead. Tell me the name of that species.
You already brought it up, but I didn't want to bring it up because when I do that, then you get accused of being anti-Semitic. So I didn't bring it up purposely.
But it is a reality.
And we have to keep it conscious in our minds. So just keeping it, just being aware of it is not being anti-Semitic. We just have to be aware of it because it is a fact.
Well, but and Joel, here's
so
the problem. Go ahead.
I shouldn't be accused of anything for just being conscious of the facts. And I was very polite about the way I said it.
Brother, I love you. I love you. And I'm being polite to you, and I didn't accuse you of being anything. And I'm not going to, okay? The point I'm trying to make is this. It's very important for us white patriots to be persuasive. It's a life or death question. We have to be persuasive with the 63 million white people who voted for Donald Trump. Okay. Now, if Donald Trump had come down the escalator and said, ladies and gentlemen, there is a species out there. I'm going to call them the blackbirds of history. They're the Jews, and they are our enemy, and we need to blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump's campaign would have ended. The guys would have been folding up their cameras and walking out the doors there at the Trump Tower before he finished the sentence. Okay, so the point is this, Joel. You're not onto some big secret that solves everything. Oh, my gosh, nobody knew this. My gosh, there have been unpopular Jews throughout history. You know, Elizabeth, King Edward expelled the Jews and, et cetera, et cetera. And General Grant wouldn't let Jews be in his military district. These are not secrets. And there are some, the Jewish killers of history need to be identified as Jewish killers, like Trotsky, like Kaganovich. But here's where we get Joel, the problem is part of a movement, to build a movement. The white nationalist movement has been trying to grow itself for 50 years with almost zero success. And one of the reasons is that it has sounded ridiculous to that 63 million people who didn't think Donald Trump sounded ridiculous. When he said, control our borders, make America great again, America first, that didn't sound ridiculous to them. If he had added one single sentence saying, and our problem, ladies and gentlemen, is the Jews. We must be attentive to this. His career, his campaign, everything would have been over in one sentence. So I'm saying see the obviousness of that. We've been dismissed by our own peers for being like, from their point of view, we're like way, we're way overboard. We look ridiculous to them. Whereas if we just stick to the obvious facts, like Viktor Orban, I'm going to read a little more of Viktor Orban in the next hour. Orban is as hard hitting and as hard punching as you can be, but he isn't going to make he's not going to say, and by the way, this is all caused by the Jews. Viktor Orban wouldn't be the prime minister of Hungary. He would not be speaking in any international forum. But he's not weak for what he's doing. He's strong. He has made himself the prime minister of Hungary. He is making Hungary into a great nation. He's doing what Donald Trump did. It's important to us, Joel. I know I'm going on here, but Joel, it's real important to win. It's not, the goal is not to be holier than thou, or I'm more right than you are, or my points are better than your points, and I win, ha ha. This is not a debating society. This isn't high school forensics. This is life or death. We have to win. And to win, we've got to be persuasive. Now, go ahead and give me another point. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I never did say that I believe that the Jews are the biggest enemy of the world. I think the biggest enemy of this world is the people who do not know that one group of people has that in their nature and cannot help themselves. And by being conscious of that, look what I had to put up with listening to you, because it's such a touchy topic where it should be common knowledge.
Okay, so let me get your formulation right. It's not the Jews that are the whole problem, the big problem. The big problem is white folks like me, okay, all right? White folks like me who don't know the Jews are the whole problem.
Well, I didn't say white folks like you. I said the majority that does not know of that existing problem that is prevalent.
Okay. And so if we can just get that word out there, which we've been trying to do for 50 years, okay?
Yes.
Now, for some reason, the people didn't get it, okay?
That's right. And that's why they're the problem.
Because that, okay. All right. Joel, here's what I'm trying to say to you. We've been failing badly. How many centuries do you want to fail before you kind of you go back into your meeting room and you say, hey boys, you know what? Let's see. We've been failing so long now that our first generation is already dead. We're into our third generation of failures. We're now at 100 years of failure, and our people are gone. Our nations are gone. It's all over. It's too late. Should we change our plan? Or are we going to go for another 100 years? Okay. On the other hand, if you find somebody who out of the blue wins like a rocket, like a comet, like a bullet train, Donald Trump comes out of nowhere and wins the presidency. What did he do that was right? He wants to do like we want to control our borders. That's what we've got to do. It's life or death. Donald Trump is doing it right now. Crossings on the border are down 80%. You and I can both say hallelujah. Crossings are down 80% right now because of this one man who took a different approach. And it worked.
Okay. Yes, but Joel's not running for office. So, and Donald Trump, I agree, if he would say what I'm saying, then he wouldn't have won. But there's a big difference between him and me, money-wise too. You know, I'm not running for office, so I can still speak my mind. And that's what I'm doing.
But you know what? But Joel, guess what? We are all running for office because when you're on the air, when you're talking in public, as you and I are right now, we're trying to be persuasive to an audience. All that Donald Trump is a persuasive salesman. That's all he is. That's all I am on the radio, and you are. That's what we're trying to be. That's why you called right now. You're trying to sell an idea to lots of people. Okay, and good on you. Okay.
Yeah, I compared it to the nature of a blackbird. I haven't heard anybody say that before.
Okay. All right. It's that song. Anyway, Joel, thank you for the idea. Thank you for the idea for your formulation there. And hey, buddy, thank you for listening to the show.
Okay. One more thing.
All right.
One quick thing.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
The white race is the only one that I know of that has been programmed to not only accept, you have to accept all the other races, but we're supposed to put ourselves second, you know, to them and consider them first. I don't know any other race that puts themselves second to the white race. If you compare it to sports, now, like, let's say we're going to play a ball game.
Yeah, but Joel,
team, what?
Before you go any further, I love you, brother. What you just said is bingo, bingo. You have now identified one of the absolute key problems, okay, which is that we white folks, Kevin McDonald, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party, he calls it our out-of-control altruism. We're programmed. We are genetically hardwired to be altruistic. We're very generous. It's one reason all these other races, including Jews, want to live among us, because we give everything away. And we'll return. This is very good thinking, Joel. We'll be right back after this break.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
And
we are. Hey, James, we have a quick Irma update.
Yes.
I like to watch real-time, we'll call them soundings. So in Key Biscayne, we're still kind of on the Atlantic side. The wind had veered already. So 3 hours ago, it was out of the northeast, strong. It veered all the way out. Now it's out of the southeast. And water's piling up, and they have several feet of storm surge. It's interesting that on the Gulf side, Port Manatee, Naples, and a few other places, their water levels are 5 feet below normal now because they got their winds are straight out of the east at 40 or 50 or 60 miles an hour. So that'll all change when, you know, the eye of the storm goes over that place. But it's fascinating to watch right now. From what I'm seeing, things are dying down on the Atlantic side. And they're nice. Picking up big time on the Gulf side.
Okay. So you get the impression that the hurricane is still gathering energy off the warm water on the Gulf?
Actually, I think it's holding about steady. What's really happening is that the jog to the north is happening now. So it was tracking west this morning. Now it's tracking more like 300. And it's about to be, it'll go, you know, almost due north later in the evening. So it, the nasty part of Irma's track is about to begin now. And these places, I'm sure if we had a picture of Naples right now, all the tributaries and whatnot, the water's all been blown into the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to come rushing in with a furor as the winds back around and start coming back out of the west again. Can't wait till the bloody thing is over, but it's been interesting to watch.
All right, that's a great update. That's very, very incisive. Well, let's see. I think I want to return to a really good theme here, which is Viktor Orban, who is a winner. I like the idea in sales. We're all salesmen. I like the idea in life and sales, the art of the deal. Find a winner and do what the winner is doing, somebody who's actually succeeded in whatever the task, the enterprise you're undertaking. And then if you find some losers, analyze what they're doing that's making them fail and avoid that behavior. Avoid what they're doing that's losing. I think of one of the definitions of that is IQ, actually. That's intelligence. A little side note there for Joel. I don't know if Joel is still with us, but you're referring to people who threw people out. Edward I, King of England, 1239 to 1307. Plantagenet was my 19th great grandfather. So I have a, what do you say? I have an iron in that fire. Let us go to Viktor Orban because he is really exciting as a winner. Let me find it here, what I was reading in a bit. It was a heck of a story. I'll have it all lined up for you. When we come back, folks, stay tuned. And we got, I think, Tom in Utah hanging on the line. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength.
Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.